Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, August 28th. You'll be interested to know, 162 years ago, today in 1845, the very first issue of Scientific American was published, marking the beginning of the oldest continuously published magazine in the United States, founded by the inventive Rufus M. Porter to share scientific discoveries and technological progress with the world. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 58 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:21 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:06. It looks like we're in for a beautifully sunny day with temperatures hitting around 78 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies with a low of 62 and a gentle south wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 9:15 with a high tide at 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain showers Friday morning, followed by showers and thunderstorms with a high near 76. Friday night brings more storms and mostly cloudy skies with a low around 56. Saturday offers a slight chance of morning rain, turning mostly sunny and warming up to 75. Saturday night will be mostly clear and cool with a low around 55. Sunday is looking sunny, reaching a high near 77. And Sunday night stays mostly clear with a low around 56. Labor Day will be sunny again with a high near 76 and a gentle breeze. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, as September 1st approaches, marking the traditional move-in day for Boston's student population, many of the city's popular neighborhoods are surprisingly quiet. Local experts attribute this unusual vacancy surge to a significant drop in international student visas, leading to more empty units than anticipated and giving renters unexpected leverage. According to Boston PADS, vacancy rates have spiked dramatically, with Mission Hill up 93% in areas near Northeastern University, soaring by 154%. Landlords are now scrambling to fill these units, often offering incentives like reduced rents and full brokerage commissions. Immigration attorney Giselle M. Rodriguez notes that visa restrictions are impacting demand, leaving many students hesitant to commit to housing. This shift could present a golden opportunity for those still searching for a place to live. Now on to sports. In the heart of South Louisiana, Archibald Arch Manning, son of Cooper and grandson of Archie, is making waves at the Manning Passing Academy. Now in its 29th year, the academy showcases the best college quarterbacks, including Arch, who is stepping into a counselor role after a year of preparation. As he gears up to lead the number one Texas Longhorns against number three Ohio State, the excitement and pressure are palpable. Arch's family legacy shines through, yet he seeks to carve out his own path, balancing fame with a desire for a normal college experience. Meanwhile, in NFL news, Micah Parsons has reportedly filed a grievance regarding his 2025 salary amid contentious negotiations with the Cowboys. Parsons believes he is owed approximately $3 million more than the $21.3 million he is currently due. He claims his salary should be $24 million, reflecting his position as a linebacker rather than a defensive end. Despite this dispute, Parsons has been seeking a new contract and even requested a trade as talks stalled. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones stated he offered a record-breaking deal, but it was rejected. The season opener against the Philadelphia Eagles is just over a week away. In local sports, last night at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, the Red Sox edged out the Orioles 3-2. Anthony homered in the first, but the game was sealed by Rafaela's 2-run homer in the ninth. Weissert earned the win with one scoreless inning, while Chapman picked up his 26th save. The Sox finished with 7 hits and 1 error, leaving 5 runners on base. Boston's record improves to 74-60. Tonight, the Red Sox clash with the Orioles at Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore for the final game of this 4-game series. Garrett Crochet is 14-5 with a 2.38 earned run average, faces Cade Povich, who is 2-7 with a 5.13. First pitch at 1:05 with clear skies and a comfortable 77 degrees expected. In top news, high cholesterol can be inherited, with experts estimating that 1 in 250 people have a genetic condition called familial hypercholesterolemia. Alarmingly, up to 70% may remain undiagnosed. This condition arises from a genetic mutation that leads to consistently high levels of low-density lipoprotein cholesterol throughout a person's life. Recognizing symptoms is vital, yet many discover their high cholesterol only through routine blood work. Individuals with a family history of heart issues should get tested, as early diagnosis is crucial. Lifestyle changes can help manage risk, and medications may be necessary for effective treatment. In business news, Microsoft has terminated 2 employees, Ricky Family and Anna Haddle, for their involvement in a sit-in protest at the office of Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. The protest occurred when 7 individuals entered the executive building, demanding that Microsoft sever ties with the Israeli government. The situation escalated, leading to a temporary lockdown of the building and the arrest of several protesters. An unnamed Microsoft spokesperson cited serious breaches of company policies and our code of conduct as the reason for the dismissals. Smith later emphasized the company's commitment to human rights principles during an emergency press conference. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at just under $112,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $4,500. And XRP is down 1% to $2.98. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A central Japanese town, Toyoke, is proposing a 2-hour daily limit on smartphone usage for its 69,000 residents, igniting a heated debate on device addiction. The move, believed to be the first of its kind in Japan, is currently under consideration by local lawmakers. Mayor Masafumi Koki emphasized that the guideline is meant to encourage residents to manage their screen time better without enforcing penalties for non-compliance. Many residents expressed concerns, with approximately 80% opposing the proposal, while others supported it. The mayor acknowledged the importance of smartphones, but highlighted the negative impact on daily life. And in entertainment news, the iconic song Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls has unexpectedly become the song of the summer, dominating the global charts on Spotify for the past 3 months. Originally released in 1998, Iris recently reached as high as number 15. Lead singer John Rzeznik notes, "This is the biggest our band has ever been, as the track gains new fans, partly due to its feature in the movie Deadpool and Wolverine." With its powerful chorus and relatable lyrics, Iris continues to resonate with both old and new audiences, proving its timeless appeal in today's musical landscape. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and essayist, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said, "The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.